Now to a story about music in unexpected places. Musician David Young is a New Age artist who records the sort of atmospheric music you'd hear in spas or doctor's offices. This is actually his music. We're hearing it now. And there's one other place David Young's work is heard.
So there was this lady who for like 6 months was calling my office, and she only wanted to talk to me. And so finally, after 6 months, she called on a day when I happened to be there, you know, and she was all excited. She says, well, you know, the reason why I've been calling is because I want to make sure I have the proper licensing to use one of your songs at a funeral. I said, well, what song is it? She said, it's Amazing Grace. And I said, well, sure, I mean, you can use it, and, you know, if you want, you can fax over something and I'll sign it. I said, when is the funeral? And she says, well, I'm not really sure. I said, well, do you know who the funeral is for? And she says, yeah, it's for my funeral. And I said, well, ma'am, it's going to cost you. No, I joked. I'm just kidding. I didn't say that.
So how did this all happen? Our producer, Brent Bachman, picks up the story from here.
It started back when David Young, who says he sold a million CDs over his 25-year career, met a guy named Craig Caldwell.
Hello. So, yes, I'm just going to run outside of it where I can take the call, okay?
I caught up with Caldwell in the UK.
There's actually a conference over here, Funeral Service and Bombers, and so we're here for the conference for the next 3 days.
Caldwell is the vice president of business development for the Dodge Company. It's one of the largest funeral supply companies in the world. And 6 years ago, at a convention in Chicago, he heard David Young's music for the first time.
We came across a small stand selling a lot of New Age type of products, and they were playing some of David's music. And it just seemed able to lend itself to funeral services. It really has a softness to it that makes somebody remember a particular time and point that they shared with the person that's passed away.
So Craig Caldwell got in touch with David Young.
And he wanted to make my music available for the funeral homes that, you know, they were selling all products to.
So whenever Craig Caldwell sold caskets or embalming chemicals to funeral home directors, he pitched them on David Young's music as well. Soon, Young was attending funeral show conventions, selling his music alongside more typical vendors.
Oh, gosh, like embalming tools and caskets. There were caskets everywhere. Things that you really don't ever want to have to look at all, you know.
A few years ago, writer Nicole Pasulka noticed an ad for David Young's music in a funeral trade magazine. The tagline?
Set the right tone for your funeral, yeah.
Pasulka wrote about David Young for an online magazine called The Morning News. And it struck her that many of David Young's songs were interpretations of popular songs that a funeral audience might know, like Scarborough Fair.
Conte per Tiro is another one that David does.
But put through a kind of filter.
Softened, even. Like, even more reassuring, less complex. But I think what he's selling is this filter.
And he's still selling it. David Young says sales fluctuate, but funeral directors provide a nice supplement to the business he normally does with spas and doctor's offices.
I think that the reason why they want to have music in a funeral home is because the silence lets our mind be free to run around with whatever thoughts that we have. And if somebody's in a funeral home, they're very likely to be having very sad thoughts.
But is David Young selling music or muzak? And is one necessarily better than the other? Again, Nicole Pasulka.
There's that quote, muzak fills the deadly silence, you know? I think there's a thing about it being quiet, and we don't even notice it anymore. It's just not supposed to be quiet. And in a funeral home, if silence does equal death, then silence is the last thing that we want.
You know, because people ask, what is it like playing at a funeral convention? And I'll just say, you know, it was a really dead show.
Our story on David Young was reported by our producer, Brent Bachman. Coming up, Michael Chabon and the Pet Shop Boys. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.